905, Thought for Today. I make the best use of my time, knowing all time is now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Thought for Today. I make the best use of my time, knowing all time is now. No place for procrastination there, is there? No place for putting something off until tomorrow, putting something off until another point, because we say we just don't have time to do it. Well, think about it. Think about it. We don't have time for procrastination. We don't have time to do anything, because right now is the only time there is. Oh my goodness, how can we do all the things that we have to do right now? It takes time to do things. It takes time to exercise the attitudes and the wisdom and the physical activities that have to be done. Well, now, that's true. That's true from our physical point of view. But think of it from the metaphysical point of view. All time is now, which is both a scientific conclusion as well as a philosophical conclusion. All time is now. So you can think of a thing and have it be complete in your mind, and see it done, and yet physically, or categorically, it has not yet been revealed. You may think of some great building you're going to build. You visualize it, you draw up the plans for it, you draw up all the details for it, you conceive of it as being complete, and you visualize it in your mind as being complete, and it is done. Now, what is the step that follows that? The step that follows that is merely the human creating it into a physical type of form. If we could recognize that all time is now, we would recognize that that physical form already exists too. That physical form is just as much a reality as the mental form is a reality of what we think about something. We think about a building, and the building is a mental form. We think about a building, and the building is not a physical form yet. But yet, as we think about a building, we are thinking about it in very physical forms. We are thinking about it in a very much of a real way, as you can touch it with stone. We know how much stone it takes. We know how much metal and how much wood it takes. We know how much glass it takes. We know what the size of the rooms are going to be. We know what the doorways are going to be. We know what is going to be done in those buildings, basically. We have a preset idea of how it's going to be handled. And we visualize it all very complete, very wonderful. We can see it in our mind's eye. And our mind's eye is the now. Our mind's eye is the reality. Now, what's the difference between a magician and a normal person? A magician is a person who sometimes, when they are effective in their trade, can speak their word and have something be demonstrated physically for people to see, whereas it is apparently not there when you reach out to touch it. Now, that sort of an illusionary world is quite evident and quite real. People do that all the time, and you do that too. But when you can speak your word and have your word be the thing for which you speak it, and have it be in the now, then you are living in the ultimate of all. Wouldn't it be interesting to live in a world where our thought is something, our thought is a thing, and our thought results in an actual fact, an actual expression of something? You think of a building, and there it is. You think of a relationship, and there it is. You think of a joy, and there it is. You think of a wholeness. Now, that's nice too, isn't it? And there it is. Now, I make the best use of my time, the best use of my time, by knowing all time is now. How do I train myself that I can be like the magician who was successful in speaking their word and having an evidential experience right in front of them? They speak their word for a towel, and there it is, or a cat, or a bird. You say, well, they drew it out of the hat. They did some magical legerdemain to bring that forth. Well, perhaps they did. Did you go up and touch the animal? Did you go up and check the hat to see if there's a secret compartment in it? Did you go up to do these different things? No, you didn't. Now, would you find a secret compartment there if you had gone up to check? Possibly. We were at the First International Congress of Psychotronics and in Prague, Czechoslovakia. And as I was there with all of these scientists from around the world, 300 of them, 300 people investigating into these things, we were given demonstrations of many wonderful things. Manifestation of substance, obstacles moving by thought, and all sorts of wonderful things. Now, were they real? Our scientists did their best to prove that they were not real, and they couldn't do it. Our scientists went into the conditions. They were standing up, down, round about, over and under whatever was going on, and there was no energy going through them. There was no string pulling an object along the path that it was going. They saw demonstrations of physical things manifesting before their eyes. I think the Schroeder wrote about it in the psychic discoveries behind the Iron Curtain. Many of the other great writers have written stories about these activities and have told how they happen. And the chagrin or the surprise that they had in telling the story was perhaps a little bit of their incredulity, where they were seeing this done and they didn't believe it. And of course, that's okay. But we want to see it done and believe it. We don't want to be just so intoxicated with the idea that this miracle can take place and we were there. That happens to many people. But we want to be in the realistic form of you reach out and you can touch it. Now you say, well, why have yourself limited to that? Well, what you're saying is you don't believe it. You're saying you don't believe that you can speak your word and manifest substance. You don't believe you can speak your word and bring forth things. Well, because now is the only time there is. You think of a building, and now is when you think of the building, and now is when that building exists. But you say, but it doesn't. I just thought about it, and it doesn't. Your practice, you need more practice. You need more practice on this. People do these things. Now, do people do them to demonstrate to others that it can be done? Yes, in a lot of schools this is done, and it's demonstrated. And many who see it are happily seeing it, and many who don't see it are unhappily not seeing it. And they say it doesn't work. And those who see it, they say, oh, that's how it works. I see. That's not at all unusual. We go back to the idea. For centuries, people couldn't walk on fire. Many did, of course, but then they began teaching it in social situations. They began teaching it to the public and having the public walk actually on fire. And many still discount it. Many scientists say, well, it's this, that, and the other thing, the reason it doesn't work, moisture on the feet and what have you. And that's just not wanting to face that it is really there. Many people who are scientists, many people who are credible people, have walked on fire and done this. And what did is the first thing they did after they had done it? They said, yeah, okay, fine. Okay, I said it was cool, wet moss, so I walked on it. Then it's forgotten. It's a fad that they can do it. But you see, if they wouldn't let it be forgotten, if they wouldn't let it be a fad that has passed away and no longer given attention, well, then what they would do, they would have that as something very real for them throughout their lifetime. When they pick up a hot pan from any stove, they would know that it is cool, wet moss. They can rename anything they want. Now, isn't that interesting? We can rename anything we want. We can rename it from an illusion to a physical reality. Physical reality, I guess, is a very good term for it. But they rename it from the illusion to a physical reality. And what are they doing when they rename it from an illusion to a physical reality? They're just giving it another name, giving it another picture, giving it another expression. I make the best use of my time, knowing all time is now. I think my thought and it is done, and I go on to my next thought. I don't recapitulate my thought again and again and again, regurgitate the thinking thoughts, same thought over, I think new thoughts. I manifest my thoughts in my world, and then I go on to other thoughts, and I manifest them. And I manifest the thought that every word I speak brings forth the result for which I have spoken it. When I put that in my consciousness, wow, what great magic takes place in my world. What great realism takes place. All is an illusion, but yet, all is pretty nice. I think on these things, and I have a lot of fun. Enjoy the thought for today. I make the best use of my time, knowing all time is now, and have a wonderful time doing it, because as we persist and pursue this, it all of a sudden is the most common thing in the world. I love you. I love you. I love you.